This podcast is a Folk Media production.
What's it like to partner and be featured as a content creator on Instagram and Facebook? Well, we heard it from the man himself, Manish Chopra, who is the director and head of partnerships for Facebook in India. He tells us about the booming creator space in the recent past, the Bond on Instagram initiative, along with the story behind the Dukaan Choti Par Jayegi film, lots more about driving Facebook India's partnership strategies. Stay tuned. You are listening to Mashable India's How They Did It podcast. It's season two of How They Did It, and we go a little beyond just new and disruptive businesses. Of course, we will speak to many of them in the season, but we will also talk to the chiefs of all things cool. Well, that doesn't change. Across the biggest companies, people who've carried forward legacies and generations of businesses, also on how they are sort of treating their profile, their workplace in India and across, and seek lessons and stories from them that can be an inspiration to many as they tell us how they did it. But before we proceed, well, you know, it's the post-pandemic world and we are all remote working, and this was recorded over a video conferencing call. The quality may be a little bit here and there. Please bear with us. I am Priyanka Ganwani. Let's begin. Welcome, Manish. Welcome to How They Did It on Mashable India. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Priyanka. Thank you to you and Mashable. I'm doing well. As well as, we could, in the circumstances, it's been an incredible year from many perspectives, right? And I'm sure everyone has done everything they could to stay safe, stay indoors and take care. So been doing the same.
Right. So this is a little different, right? I'm not going to straight dive into what's happening at Facebook and what you're doing with partnerships and as a director. I'm actually going to backtrack a little and speak to you about your journey so far, because we know that you've been an entrepreneur a little before this with Little Internet, Zovi, also worked with Microsoft for over 8 years. And how did you land up at Facebook? What's your journey been like? I'm sure tons of people want to know this in a non-corporate formal way. How did you do it?
No, happy to talk about that, Priyanka. I think at different points in time in one's career, right, you get different feelings, right, that direction that you want to take your career in. In 2000, I used to work for PricewaterhouseCoopers Consulting. That was the time that dot-coms were really growing, right? And that was very exciting to go build something out. I actually moved to Singapore and joined a startup in Singapore at that point in time. That was my first startup, right? From 2000 to 2001, about 2 years, right? Those 2 years is what my journey as a startup person lasted, because in 2001, everything went belly up, right? The entire dot-com bubble happened. That just burst, right? And I then went back to corporate life. So, you know, for about 2 years, did a very interesting startup, went back into corporate life simply because we ran out of money. We were backed by SoftBank at that time. They were pretty much bankrupt in 2001, right, as such. We came 8 years or 10 years actually from there till 2012, right, was my corporate journey with Microsoft for eight of that time. And then I'd worked also in Oracle for a bit, right? And had been doing some phenomenal fun work in Singapore, and then went to run the operations of Microsoft in Indonesia. It was really awesome. But I'll tell you what, jo pagal janoon type of thing, mad desire, right, of having to, of going and creating something of your own and being in that zone was still there with me. That's what brought me back in 2012 to India and to join a phenomenal startup team that was here, funded by Tiger Global and Saif, right, that was building out Zovi. So that's why I joined them as a co-founder and as a CEO, and drove that journey over the next almost 6 years till the end of 2018, when we exited that business. I think it's got to be inside you to try those different ways of building your own professional, your own personal excitement of creation. And I'm so glad that I got that opportunity to do that.
So what was your first day like at Facebook? When you walked into that office, what was that like,
Quite incredible. Jan 7th, 2019 was the first day when, very interestingly enough, a lot of members of the India leadership team, Ajit Mohan, myself, and, you know, about five other leaders, we were all actually in our headquarters in California, in our Menlo Park headquarters. So we had been flown there. None of us, I had met Ajit earlier, but a lot of others didn't know. We landed up in a room full of people. There were 650 people in that room that day who were all new joinees into Facebook. And for the whole day, we heard from Facebook leaders, you know, that's our onboarding experience, right? At Facebook, a new person who joins is called a noob, N-O-O-B, so a noob, newbie. And you're a newbie for about 6 months officially, but very soon you get a feeling of being part of the journey. And by interacting with a lot of leaders during that initial phase, right, you get to understand people, where they're coming from, what their philosophies are. And so that is what made it very, very welcoming as an experience. That was my first day.
So, because you've been on the other side of the story where, you know, sort of putting together startups and spearheading that and now being a part of Facebook, when you see brands, when you see, you know, during the lockdown, we've seen, there's no number to it, the number of startups and companies that have come up. How do you think Facebook has been, or Instagram has been, you know, leveraging that with its partnerships?
So, two things. Facebook is very, very committed to India, right? And our mission, our global mission of giving people the power to build community and bring the world closer together, this is actually transcended very well into an India-focused approach and an India-focused vision where we've made deep and thoughtful investments in people, in partners, in businesses, so that we are able to actually impact in our own way, small but effective way of having, of growing India's both social and economic wealth or economic growth as such, right? That's really where we come from. Partnerships fundamentally plays that connecting role across the spectrum, right? Of companies, of organizations, of individuals like creators and public figures, and gives them a method and a way to be able to, you know, connect with Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, be able to leverage our platform in unique ways and be able to grow their own business, you know, desire or perspectives. A creator might want to grow their fan reach or audience, right? A public figure might be wanting to do new things, right? Launch a new brand and, you know, to grow their business per se. Right now, big brands are partnering with influencers and creators to be able to grow their reach, right? And then there is content, and video content has exploded on our platform. So I think this spectrum, right, is what partnerships brings together. We work across the entire spectrum, right, from the big, large telco partnerships that we have, telecom companies like Jio, Vodafone and Airtel. And we've made some very interesting partnerships there, to the individual creator who is trying to maybe just, you know, create a channel, a food channel, and be able to engage with their core fan base, right? So right. I think that's really where we are coming from.
Right. So I think a lot of Facebook users and anybody who's been consuming video is a very big fan of the film or the short film or the video that came out, you know, Dukaan Choti Par Jayegi. And I think that resonated with people across. So tell us about how that came through. What was the idea behind, you know, putting that forward?
Absolutely. It was such a wonderful way of manifesting our core campaign. More together, right, is the theme of our core campaign. And we've, over the time, put in a few manifestations of that thematic approach out there through the ads that we have done, right? And more together is basically to highlight how people can literally achieve a lot more when they are together and they're you know, trying to do things in that community fashion.
Right.
During the pandemic, this really stood out, right? And as we moved into this new normal, it basically became a fundamental way of people feeling good about how they're helping each other. This specific film, right, we wanted to really pay homage to the spirit, right? The insurmountable spirit of people, right? And the good that happens when they come together.
Right.
A lot of people, you know, drew inspiration from the resilience stories that we've heard throughout the last year and a half, right? And in the pandemic, it became even more apparent, right, of how people are there to help each other. So that's really what the film is about. It showcases India's journey through this approach, right? And I think people have been using this platform in many, many ways. I mean, Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp to support each other, right? And to celebrate also together. That's really what the film achieved.
Right, right.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we go back to, you know, as you say, pay homage. It's one of those videos where you look at and you have gratitude because you're like, a lot of us are still complaining about not being able to go out. But when you see that, you're like, yeah, we do. There's a sense of gratitude, which I think is the overarching theme there also. What about, you know, if you could specify the kind of categories of businesses or kind of creators that have really come up? And I know that Reels has been one of the biggest things that's happened to Facebook and Instagram, essentially. What is it that has sort of sprung up there and the kind of categories or a certain creator that you see? I know that a lot of moms have, you know, homestay moms who've just been full power and come out there and shooting with their babies and running the home businesses. And it's really fun to see that. So if you could specify on the kind of tech trends or insights that you've seen.
Absolutely. Thank you for recognizing how, you know, creators, like we would, this is our term for people who actually, you know, show up, right, on these platforms, on Instagram, right, and you know, and actually express themselves, right? We believe creators push culture forward. They're creating trends, right, that become mainstream. And we've seen this happen in a phenomenal manner, right, through the time period from the time that lockdowns were announced, right, through to and even now in the new normal, right? For us, this group of creators who are learning more about themselves and how they want to express themselves, either build businesses around it or just create a way of, you know, freedom, a new way of expressing themselves and their desires and interests, right? This group of creators is what we were very excited to bring onto our platform. We started a very big initiative called Born on Instagram, right, that fundamentally discovers, showcases, and helps creators grow. And we went to multiple cities, right? Initially, we started off with physical programs, right, in all these cities. And once the lockdown came, we extended it and made it a completely digital program. Incredible amount of interest that came from small cities, right, across the country, where they started to, one, understand how to leverage the platform, you know, between creating posts, creating videos, creating short videos, creating interesting serialized videos through IGTV, as well as being able to get out there, right, and understand what would it take for growing fan bases. We also brought and connected brands with creators, right? So that as they want to start building a business and promoting themselves and the brands, there is a very nice collaboration effort that happens. All this led to, you know, a plethora of new genres happening. One was live, right? And a lot of musicians and performers, right, of all sorts, started to go live from their living room. We actually got hold of that name, Live From Your Living Room, and we made an entire program around it across the country. A lot of creators, large names, and you know, everyone wanted to do their own bit during these times to help others, right? And so we used our Facebook Fundraisers product, right, and created an entire Social for Good, you know, week, where we had an ongoing series, right, where creators would come in, you know, performers and musicians would come in and run shows, right, and make a call out for donations to their favorite causes as well as causes that were relevant and important, be it feeding people, be it helping migrant laborers, multiple things. And then we saw creators come out and say, listen, I'm going to come and do first things that I had never done before. So somebody well-known like Madhuri Dixit launched her first ever music single on Instagram, right? Multiple cases like this, right? Now we see somebody, Yashraj Mukhate, who is from Aurangabad, has become by creating memes, right? From his own little studio in his house in Aurangabad, has created so many memes that spread across the spectrum. And then you have, you know, large accounts like Neha Kakkar, who's already almost 50 million followers, right? And she's released, you know, so many authentic expressions of her life, right? Including her engagement and her marriage and her, you know, honeymoon. Everything is coming together in a very beautiful way on Instagram. So I think this is where culture is, right? And that's where it's gone virtual, right? I keep saying this, culture has gone virtual on our platform. And right. That's so wonderful.
So if you had to pick your top three reels that sort of got you cracking up, or, you know, something that you saw, or I know it's probably a difficult pick, but any top three reels or creators that have sort of made you think over anything?
Yeah, sure. I think the fun aspect of the music, you know, and people creating reels and dances or manifestations on music. I mentioned about you know, the Mukhate's various ones, right? But he had come out with a few which were very, very nice and impactful. I love the ones that he did with Bikini Shoot, and he's done recently about a take on his Kutta take, right? That was also very funny. And so what comes out is the way people create more on that. On the other side, right, we've seen very young creators come up and really come out with authentic expression, right? And we've seen, I believe that reels created by the young creators, be it Mermaid Scales, you know, she's got a phenomenal set of reels that she creates, right? And she's got an awesome audience, and I love seeing her her expression, right? And other people like who are now at, you know, Ankush's Bahuguna is right now at a stage where he's talking about the level of shift that's happening in society, where even, you know, makeup for men, right, is something that's coming together, right? I think so. The spectrum is incredible, right? And I'm so excited that it's just growing across the country. Small cities, large cities, as you know, you could look at the various things that break out on reels. And being featured on reels is something that really helps grow and break out all these, you know, new creators as such.
Right, right. So in a nutshell, if you had to sort of, you know, coming straight from you, if you had to explain to somebody, how do you get to be either featured or, you know, partnered with Facebook in some way, be it like a small business? I know you have these several many programs, but if you were to decode this to someone who's thinking of like this awesome idea but doesn't know what exactly to do on social media, because there's so much going on, right? So if you had to just give me like a manual, like a couple of steps of how to get started and how to be sort of featured on our feeds and, you know, just reach the audience that you want to reach. So coming straight from you, what would that be?
My advice would be to really go within yourself, right? Right. The platform, the tools, the video, the music is all there for you. Your idea is what nobody can tell you how to, you know, bring that out. And I think what we do is we look at spotting trends, or we look at identifying what other people are loving and caring about. So as a new creator, as a person who's pulling together a new kind of content idea, just express yourself. You will break through with the richness, right, and the genuine expression that you have. The piece I'd request is, nothing happens in one shot. It takes time. So believe in what your core strength is. If your strength is in dancing, if your strength is in expressing yourself, if your strength is in speech or counter speech, or, you know, being able to be funny around that, or it's in creating incredible food videos or, you know, gaming videos, stay with that. Mm-hmm. You will break through if you have your own identity very clearly, you know, built out. And that's what your strength is. We're looking for partnerships, right, with all these kind of people. There is no blueprint or a book that we can hand out and say, if you do these four things, you'll get featured or you'll break out, right?
Right. So, you know, what is this something that you'd like to say to entrepreneurs? Because this space has been pretty patchy. Things are sort of opening up now because you've been on that side also, just as, you know, a couple of parting words. What do you think that is an advice that worked for you back in the day and that would sort of make a difference?
I think the passion that entrepreneurs have, right, of understanding consumers and consumers' real needs, that passion, right, is something that they should keep front and center. Consumer is their consumer, their user, right, is the only, you know, person that they should build for and drive for. They shouldn't think about or worry about the investors or the other, you know, things. Everything else, right, is separate. Consumer focus first, right, is the right way to do it. And that's my advice to entrepreneurs, right? You know, that's been the success formula for so many companies, right? When they've been really focused on consumers, right?
Right, right. And of course, you know, everybody's curious to know what's the way forward for Facebook and Instagram, especially now because the end of this crazy year and moving forward, are there any things coming up there and what's it like as of now?
We are very excited, right, about where in the last so many years, 14 years or so, we've been able to land up become an integral part, I'd say, of the daily life, right, of the social fabric of so many people in India. I think that is where we are very happy to be able to provide meaningful content, safe places, right, for people to express themselves and be able to, you know, create those relationships, the communities and the relationships. That's what we'll continue to do more and more. We've had some very exciting, you know, pieces of news as we've announced, right, multiple things through the year. That's going to keep continuing, right? More product innovation is going to keep continuing, right? We believe that small businesses today are underserved, right? In a manner of speaking that with the pandemic, they need to be able to reach their consumers through more digital methods, right? And Facebook, WhatsApp, you know, Instagram is the way where they'll be able to reach more and more users, right? And so that's a big area for us to be able to add more value.
Right. You know, sort of just came to my mind right now. What about Fuel for India? I believe that it was also something that was set up. Could you tell us more about it? What's happening there?
Yeah. We're very excited. We've pulled together a virtual event called Facebook Fuel for India. And this is basically to manifest, right? And to bring together our entire story, right? Our entire story of how we, from the voice of our community, right? Of how they feel Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp have got intertwined with their lives and how their lives have changed, right? And how Facebook is really here as an integral way to help them, right? And in that manner, India's social and economic growth. So we're very, very proud to put that event together. And it's about hearing from real users, real people on how they use our platforms.
Right, right. Thank you so much, Manish, for your time. It's been a great insight into the world of Instagram and what's happening with Reels and Facebook in general. Thank you so much for being on How They Did It.
Thank you so much, Priyanka.
So catch the show every Thursday. Don't forget to review us. Tell us if you like the show or want anything to be changed. And we're open to feedback. You can do so on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, or any podcasting app of your choice. Catch us all over social media. We are Mashable.India on Instagram and on LinkedIn and Facebook as well. We are Mashable India. And for more, log on to in.mashable.com. Stay tuned.